in Vienna before the war. And he's saying his drasha on the Sukkim and Bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, I mean, her Eitz HaShal Tzidisicha Levilti Achol V'menu Achol. So Adam HaRishon answers, he says, V'yomer HaAdam HaIsha Shenosat Yimodi Hin Asali Min HaEitz V'Oichel. So in that word, V'Oichel, there's a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya is Ochalti, I ate from the Eitz HaDaas, V'Oichel Oich, I'll eat some more. Which he says is a big pillar. It sounds like Adam HaRishon is Matiach Borem Klapim Ma'ala, and he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, I ate and I'll eat again, and I'm not doing shuv. That's what it sounds like. And how can we think that way, that after Yitzir Kapov Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should come with such a oz, So he says he wants to be makdim. With another kasha to be able to understand why did other magicians say ochalti v'oichel. So the kasha is, why was it so hard for other magicians to withstand the pitoy of Shchava? Shchava came, she ate from the Eitz HaDaas, she wanted to give other also. If she's going to die, he should die with her, and so on and so forth. So it's a pitoy of a wife. So it takes such a big koyach and gemula to withstand the pitoy of a wife. So, what was the kavana? What was the intention? What was pushing Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz HaDaas? So he says that in the Tshuvas Radbaz there's a tshuva, because somebody asked the Radbaz the same question. What irked Adam HaRishon that he went and ate from the Eitz HaDaas and couldn't withstand the pituyim of his wife? He had a tremendous taiva to eat from the Eitz HaDaas taiva. And Kodesh Baruch Hu told him don't, so he's not great enough to be shoykel the words of Ma'abekach of his wife against, he heard himself mipi ha'gluga, not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. In the Cheska Chedatim, we have the Gemara about the greatness of Adam HaRishon. Even the Moisoi, HaKevoi, outshines the Chama. That's how great Adam HaRishon was, so he couldn't withstand that pitoy. What was there in Adam HaRishon that pushed him so strong to eat from the Eitz HaDaas? So he says the Radbaz answers. He doesn't have, at the moment, he doesn't have the safe of the Radbaz in front of him. He says it from the cover. The Radbaz answers as follows. There's nothing stronger in the desire of a person, in the cheshek of a person, in the taiva of a person, than to want to continue living and living and living and living. And if a person could have a pill to swallow, and with that pill, he could live forever. Right? With that terufa, he'd have a therapy to follow, and with that therapy, he could live forever. Even if he would have to take what's bitter, even if it would be a liquid medicine and it would be bitter to swallow it, he'd swallow it again and again and again in order to be able to live forever. No one's looking forward to ending his life. And that desire to live forever, that prompted Adam HaRishon to go and eat from the Eitz HaDaas. Why? Because the kavana of Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz HaDaas wasn't that plea from the Eitz HaDaas. Because Hashem gave him the rishus to eat from Mikol Eitz HaGon Ochot Lecha. You know, to eat from all the Eitz HaGon. And there was everything there. Every taste and every flavor could be satisfied with what was available to him. So why was it they wanted to eat from the Eitz HaDaas? What was it? So he says he knew there was an Eitz HaChayim. He knew there was a Chayim, but he didn't know where it was. And he knew the Eitz HaChayim was an Eitz HaChayim, that if somebody ate from the tree of the Eitz HaChayim, So he didn't know where it was. How do you find out where it was? So if you eat from the fruit, you might call it the tree of intelligence, right? The Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. It'll give him that secret also. He'll know Tov V'Ra, but it'll give him also the side. Where is the Eitz Hachayim? Where's the Eitz Hachayim? Where's the Hachayim? And when he'll, and then we'll have the Eitz Hachayim, then V'Ochel V'Chay L'Olam, then he'll have satisfied the deepest, the strongest, the most urgent of all taivas that a person could possibly have, not to have to die b'chai loy. That's what he meant when he said, "Ochalti v'oich." I ate from the Eitz Hadas too, but I ate in order to be able to eat, not to eat again from the Eitz Ha, not to eat again from the Eitz Hadas, but to be able to eat from the Eitz Ha, from the Eitz Ha-chaya. There are other people, and Rabbi Yonason Steif has a sefer on Chumash. He never finished it. He got to Bereishis and Noach. That's as far as he got. Mitzvah Hashem, I think he calls it. But, he's Mechadish Mitzvah over there that are in that Torah that nobody else mentions that. He says over there, there's a Machlokes at the Mar Chazal where the Ve'issa to eat from the Eitz Hadas was an issa to eat, right? Whether it was an issa to eat, or it was an issa to become what happens to someone when he ate, right? So Oda, he says, Oda Merishan held, the issa wasn't to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the issa was to become someone who was a Yodea Toivara, and that was the issa, shouldn't become a Yodea Toivara, right? But once he ate and he became a Yodea Tovara, what's wrong with eating more? Not going to be mala, not going to be moirit if he eats another piece. That's what the Rebbeinu says over there. It isn't an issa to eat from the Eitz Hadas, but it's an issa to become a Yodea Tovara. And now that he became a Yodea Tovara, there's no avlin eating more. That's what he meant. But the Rebbeinu says, I ate from the Eitz Hadas, from the Eitz Hadas, in order to be able to eat from the Eitz Hachayim. The Medrash says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this Medrash, that Lukachtem Lachem Bayoim HaRishon, and that's Rishon L'Cheshbon Avoinos, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avoinos. I is Tesvav, it's not the Rishon. And the Mefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch will have suggestions of what that could possibly, mean. He brings from Zalman Margolius in a sefer called Zera Ephraim. He's the one who was the Mata Ephraim, Chuvus. Beis Ephraim and so on. He says, Yishon L'Cheshbon Avoinos, because the Medrash says, the Eitz She'ochal Mimenu Odom HaRishon Esrei Koyo. There are four opinions by Chazal. So Esrei was a Chita, was a Te'ena, was a Geffen, So this goes according to Chazal that the case Se'ochal Mimenu Odom HaRishon Esrei Koyo. So Mimela the Esrei is the Rishon L'Cheshbon Avoinos. The first Avera in the world after Priyas Oilam, right? With what was that Avera done? It was done with the Esrei. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Esrei to us to do a mitzvah with it. Why the Bechorah, you should say in Kategah Nasa Senega, how do you do a mitzvah with the Esrei? Except Chazal say, B'mokam Sheba L'Tshuva Oim, they meant Tzadikin Gimurim Yichalim Lama. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us an Esrei, and with the Esrei he gave us a Shia, a minimum Shia as a Kedetz. Right? Aye, when the Esrei starts growing, it's tiny little even smaller than that. It gets a little bigger. It's like a quarter of a bag. It gets even bigger and bigger. It's even bigger and bigger. Why does it have to be Kedetzah? because all the peiros in Gan Eden, all the peiros in Gan Eden, they didn't grow from buds into a mature peiros. They were all mature right away. They were all ripe right away. They were all fully grown right away. So the Nela Hashem tells us to take an Esrog. That's a minimum, a minimum kibbutz. Besides that, he says we should take this Esrog and do tenufa with the Esrog. We should take this Esrog and shake the Esrog in six directions to show that even though Adam Rishon used this Esrog in order to do the first Aveda, the Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos, but we are using it to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to take this Esrog Kemitzvah Hashem, and we are waving it in six directions, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lema'ala, and he's Lema'ata, he's Bedala Ruchas Olam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is all over, we are dedicating this Esrog, which was used for the first Aveda, from now on, no more first Aveda, from now on, we're using it, the same Shemaya. And one more thing he points out, it's just like Adam was expelled from Gan Eden. He had Gerushin from Gan Eden after eating from the Eitz Hadas. At the same time, when we take this Esrog, from the Schus, say it's in the base, Yichutza, the Derech, Mitzvotzecha, or Hutza, Yechoshevli, Yilu Hechakti, Medoit, Herif, Kabbasaini, Naravainen. That's a type of a Golos, in case I was Chayiv Golos, on Yom Kippur. Let me be Yoyse, that Chiyuv Golos of Yom Kippur, that going out of my house into the Sukkah. That's Mamash parallel to what happened with the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, or the Mishan Eitz Hadas, and then he had Gerushin from Gan Eden. And we have a sort of a Gerushin from our house to the Sukkah, that's part of the mitzvah of Sukkahs, because that's still a chelik of the Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos, that's still a chelik of the of the achila of Adam Rishon from the Eitz Hadas. But his purpose of eating was in order to eat from the Eitz Achayim. But we're misaken. There's a tikkun of that chait by the fact we take a kibetza, a full peira, a mature peira, a fully ripe peira. We take it and we do tenufa, we do na'anuim, in six directions, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over, lemala lemata dalut ruchas ha'olam, and it was gerushin, and we also have a sort of gerushin, mitzvus tzeisi mibesi kutsa. And he goes on and he says like this, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah that says that pa'am achas, once there was a time, they didn't know when was a stuk and which one was not. And one day of he was the Nasech, but instead of eating the Nasech, the Nisuch Hamayim into the Sfolim, into the Seifel on the Kerem Ma'adobis the Roimus of the Messiah, instead of into the Seifel where it belongs, Nosach al Ragloch. He poured the water on his feet in order to show, I don't believe in this. This is Aloha Lemoshe Messina, I don't believe in this. Mr. Hamayim. And the Ragmu Kolom Be'ezregei. Right? All the people were doigim him, they stoned him with their Ezra. What did they do that for? Why that? Why the Ezregei? Which day of Sukkot was it? Maybe they still needed the Ezregei, right? Right. It was a Shana Rabbah, the question was a Shana Rabbah. After they were Yotze their Mitzvah. Why were they Roigim Dafke with the Esra? So he says like this, there's a pasuk in the Reish this previously, right? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu crafted in Gan Eden, Kol Eitz Ma'achol, Heavy Eitz Ma'achol, which was Tavolei Nayim, every good Eitz Ma'achol, he planted, and also the Eitz Hadas Toi Baruch, and the Eitz Achayim also planted in Gan Eden. And then, after that, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, V'noho Yotzeh Le'egen, L'hashkes Esagon, L'misham Yiporet, L'arav Roshem, and it mentions the four rivers. So you see there's a hemshach between the Eitz Hadas and water. is a hemshech between the Eitz Hadas and water. Hashem made the Gan Eden with Kol Eitz Machol, a selection of all the good fruit trees, and the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Hachayim, and Doha Yotz and the Eden. Right? There's this connection there between the Eitzim of Gan Eden and the Noah Yotz Be'eden. And that Noah Yotz Be'eden, that must have been a mocker of all the water in the world, because that Noah had a chashivas of coming from Eden, and that Noah from Eden was the Hashgiz of Sargah. This tzeduki who was Menasech al Raglav, and he showed that he's koyfer, and doesn't believe in Nisach Hamayim. That means to him the Esrei, right, and the Mayim didn't have the same connection that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put to it in the Gan Eden. So therefore, Bagmuru Kol Ha'om BeEsrei Gehen, Dafke with the Esrei that was there in the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas was with Esrei, and Dafke that tree where Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the first mitzvah, right? He had one, Adam Rishon had one mitzvah, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And then if he missed that mitzvah, but that one mitzvah that he had, that's the Ula Shomra, right? That one mitzvah that he had, and that mitzvah is connected to water. Water on Sukkot is a tremendous thing, right? It's not just the Geshem, water has tremendous chizdoinus in the world. Water is metaya, water quenches thirst. It was the Be'er and the Midbar. It's Metahe Yadayim. It's water is what should I say? You can say no, the drush is just on water. Yeah. What? So he didn't believe in that connection between the Eitz Hadas and the water, so therefore Ragmuru or Kalaram Besrogeyan, that's the tree from the Eitz Hadas. Then he says, Belomdi Masechas Kedusha. Masechas Kedusha is the Maisa and the Gemara over there. The Maisa and the Gemara over there, he says that Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Zeira in Mechuzah, he made the following drasha in public. Geir mutter be mamzeres. The geir is allowed to marry a mamzeres, right? When they heard that, because in Mechuzah they were a lot of geirim. So what did he do? Ragmuhu kula alma besrugayim. There was the whole oilam that listened to the drasha. Ragmuhu kula alma besrugayim. The oilam that was there, they stoned Rebbe Zeira, they threw as argument. Omar Rava said, Rava, mi yikid dorish milsa ki hai beduchte de shriche giyore. How can you fathom that in Mechusa, where there were so many giyorem, you should dorish in such an insulting thing, right? That a geir can marry mamzeres. A mamzeres to the lowest yichas in Klal Yisrael, she's Asura. You imagine the lowest yichas in Klal Yisrael, Mamzeres Asura, and you say, Geir, you know what? You can marry a Mamzeres. That's insulted. So they were insulted. So Rabbi Dashan did it. Rabbi Dashan, right? Geir Mutter Pekoyenes. That's already made the field go, right? Geir Mutter Pekoyenes, right? To Anuha B'Shiroi. So the same people who stoned the Bezerah with the Ezraim, they piled them up with so. Hoda Dorosh Nehu, then he dashed for them. Geh Mutter B'Mazeres, same thing again, right? Amru Leila said to him, Afsidita L'Kamaisa. The praise you deserve for your first Dorosh, that a geir is mutter the kohenes, you lost it. You lost it by saying the same thing that Rabbi Zeira says, right? Amalehu excused himself to them. I did for you what's good for you. boy mechachin also if you want mechachin also I give you a choice. If you want to marry kohenes, you want to marry a mamzer, whatever you want. Now he asks now what was the reason why they stoned him with Eschoyga, right? The one who was Menasech al Gabi Raglov, that was on Sukkos, and the Olam had Eschoyga, right? What happened over here? Obviously, this was a drasha on Sukkos, right? But why have to stone him with Eschoyga for? Rabbi Seir Nachlatzu, what do you do that for? What's the significance of an Eschoyga to insulting the Gerim? So he says like this. We have a yediyah from Chazal that the makom shebar le'tshuva oim den ein tzadikim gibulim yochelim lamad. And this is something that we see in the Esrei. What do we see in the Esrei? The Esrei was the rishon l'cheshbon avonos. In the world, if you think of cheshbon avonos, in the world, that was the chayfetz, not a chayfetz shel mitzvah, but put the opposite. It was the chayfetz of the first avera that was done. The first disobedience to Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was done. Right? That was the Esrei. And now that Esrei becomes a primary chayfetz shel mitzvah for Sukkos. That primary, it stands for the tzaddikim tamidei chachamim. It's yesh lo tam, yesh lo reyach. Right? And so here you see in the Esrog, the Mokam Shabali Chuva Oyam the main Sadiqid Yuru and Yacholim Lama. I once said a similar Yedank, he doesn't say that, so a similar Yedank for Pesach, for the Arba Parshiyot before Pesach, that the last one is Parshas HaKhoidish, right? Parshas HaKhoidish. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got. Right? It's Parshas HaChodesh. A mitzvah with the moon. Why would they make a mitzvah with the sun? Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the sun didn't complain when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we made the Shnei Oros HaGadolah. The moon complained, right? The moon complained, right? So he didn't, we don't understand completely what was the Avodah he said, because I said it about Dovah Shel Seichel, right? I go half the night as Nazi, but he had to be Mesakin what he did. And he was Mesakin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Koychavim to be Mephiasim. And yet, what do we have over here? The first Chayfet Shal Mitzvah for a Mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh says Lechem, is the Levona and Abrahama. Yeah, same thing. So here also, that first Esrog became a Chayfet Shal Aveira, now became a Chayfet Shal Mitzvah. The chayfet, a very precious chayfet of mitzvah. So we say, the makom shebar le'tshuva oim den ein tzadikim gibulim yochelim lamad. So b'meila, what do you want from a ger? What's a ger? A ger, Lydia was a guy, and now he leaves Amoy, or other Torahs also, right? He leaves everything he has. He has no more parents, no more siblings, no more children. He has nothing, right? And he comes, lachsas tachas kamfei hashchina. Right? Isn't that a good one for the mokum shabal yeshuva oim dem ein tzadikim gimurim yecholim lamad? So they went and they stoned him with the esroigim. They stoned him with the esroigim to show them, look, this esroig, right? It was a chayfet shel aveira, became a chayfet shel mitzvah. Halchoshim behold it. You, Rabbi Zeir, go and insult us in public and say again what the Ben Azeir is. Yes. Rag Mula Be'ezra, okay? Good Nyon.
Yeah.